Hey, this is Susie Larson. If you don't have time to listen to the full podcast, here's a highlight from today's show. The full conversation is at myfaithradio.com.
And you say that regarding the Battle of Jericho, that the odds weren't just stacked against Joshua and his army. There were no odds, for the inhabitants of Jericho were bigger, stronger, and more powerful than the people of Israel. And so there was nothing about this battle that was a fair fight, so to speak. Unpack that, and again, apply it today to maybe somebody feeling like I'm facing an insurmountable trial right now.
Well, you know, this day number one is so important in whatever you're fighting, whatever you're up against. And Susie, you know we live in a fallen world, and you know God gets blamed for a lot of things. And it's not that things that happen bad are God's fault, but where God helps is that He comes alongside us, and He's promised us that He will see us through on this journey. It's that He's going to carry us through this, and we will again be victorious. But the very first point. Lap number one, day number one, is whatever you're up against is to focus on the greatness of God. And what we do is we look at our problems and we think, and I don't care what the problem is. It could be cancer. It could be you stubbed your toe on the corner of the bed this morning. It could be a relationship that has gone sour. It could be that your kids are living in rebellion and it's tearing you up. It could be you're about to file for bankruptcy and you don't know where your next meal is going to come from. Whatever your problem could be in your marriage, whatever that problem is, instead of focusing on that problem, get your eyes off of that for a little bit and just look at the greatness of God. The Bible talks about how God is omniscient, that He's omnipotent, that He knows all, that He sees all, that He's at all places at all times. He's with you this very moment. And when you look at God and the greatness of God, the fact that He created the universe, the Bible says that He named all the, put all the stars in the heavens. He's got them numbered and He's got them named. He's got a name. We can't even count them. He's got a name for every star. And when you start to see, and I try to do this in chapter number one, when you start to see the greatness of God, the strength of God, the power of God, your problem, I don't care what it is, even if it's life-threatening, that problem shrinks immediately when you compare it to the greatness of God. And so, I just got to encourage people, because there are people who are hurting. I'm not trying to take away the pain or tell you you're not hurting. You're hurting. We got people who are hurting. But in the midst of all that, don't forget your God is a zillion times more greater than that little problem that you're facing. Mm. And we know that with God, all things are possible. And so we've got to keep putting our faith and trust in God, who is able to solve these problems or able to help us get through these problems. It's all a matter of where our focus is. So again, chapter one, walls fall down. Don't focus on the size of your problem. Focus on the size of God. And when you do, your problem immediately shrinks.
Thanks again for listening to this highlight from Live the Promise. If you missed the whole show or want to listen to past programs, you can find them at our website at myfaithradio.com.